fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome to the show. I'm John Hollis of Truckers in Recovery, and of course, it is a Friday night. It's 10 o'clock, and we're having some fun down here in South Florida. I'll give a shout-out to my buddy Kim Kessler down there in South Miami. I got with Kim yesterday. What a great guy. Yeah. There's a gentleman that has gone through a whole lot recently. Mad, glad, or sad, didn't pick up a drink and hasn't picked up. And proud of you, Kim. Beautiful guy. I want to take this time to, of course, thank you for listening on WNN 1470 AM here locally in South Florida. To all of our streamliners on WWNNradio.com, we want to say hello. And, of course, we are here to be able to carry a message of hope the best way we know how. And that's to bring on people that have either been there or maybe have suffered with some family members in addiction. One thing's for sure, we're here to be able to carry a message that there is hope for anybody. You know, Sunday night, if you get a chance to check out the show, we're going to have a gentleman on that this past week got sentenced to 15 years day for day because of his addiction. And he has to turn himself in the next Thursday. So I ask you to please tune in, or if you have a loved one that might need to hear that message, it's a great message to hear. Even though it's a bad situation, he's going to be with us to let us know why he decided that he thought it was going to be different when he went out. And, of course, anybody can do that, but the consequences are always there for us. So I want to thank everybody for, being a part of Holistic Lifestyles Radio and Rockers in Recovery and all of the rest of the shows like InTheRooms.com and My Sober Scene and all the rest of the folks that make this show possible. I want to thank Glenn C. from the Northwest Recovery Scene, the Northwest Music Scene, sorry about that. And Glenn, we want to thank you for being a part of the show and making some of our guests possible. We got a whole lot of guests coming up on Rockers in Recovery. We got the 12-Step Music Fest, which the 12-Step Music Fest, of course, is in a position to, of course, help a lot of people also. That's going to be happening November the 4th through the 7th in November, of course, down the Keys in 2010. That's Sugarloaf Key, and I want you to check that out by going to 12stepmusicfest.com. But a lot of the musical artists that are going to be there, 25 of them plus, are going to be gracing the show over the next few months here, and we're going to try to get just about every one of them on so that way they can talk about what they're planning on doing and some of their new releases and the things that are taking place. So we're looking forward to having those folks with us. You can go to the 12-Step Music Fest and you can register. I would register now because last year they were running out of space. So you don't want to run out of space at the 12-Step Music Fest. You want to make sure that you're a part of it. Give a call or go to, of course, the website to find out all the information. And that is the 12stepmusicfest.com. And, of course, we are hanging out here in South Florida, and we have a great night, and it's been a beautiful couple of days. It's been a busy day for me all day. I want to thank, Lori, my wife, for putting up with me all day. I've been crazy all day. We've been on the road and going since 6 o'clock this morning. It's been nuts. And, of course, here we are at 10 o'clock at night finishing up the day, and we are going to go to our first break. And when we come back, we are going to, of course, have Erin Alden, who was on with us the other night, maybe, almost. She almost got on, and then she crashed our system. But we'll talk more about that right after this message.
how well Panadol Joint and Muscle works to relieve your chronic pain and stiff joints. Now, Enzyme Labs brings you the same safe, all-natural relief for your pet with Panadol for Pets dog formula. Panadol for Pets is a liver-chewable tablet made from an all-natural herbal formula tested on humans and equines. It's totally safe, easy for your pet to take, and won't interfere with any prescription. Plus, it'll put an effective end to your dog's pain and discomfort. To order Panadol for Pets, or for more information, go online to Panitrol.com. That's Panitrol.com. Or call toll-free 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard Water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard Water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
Can you see that I'm
So welcome back to the show. I'm John Hollis. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, Rockers in Recovery. Erin, are you with us? I hope you're with us. You with us today, Erin?
Hello.
All right.
Woohoo! We did it!
Woohoo!
Just a little ditty, huh?
Absolutely. Great song, by the way.
Thank you.
That's a new release, isn't it?
It is. In fact, it actually hasn't been officially released yet, so you're getting it a little ahead of the game.
You know something, I'm privileged, and I thank you for having Rockers in Recovery do that.
Oh, well, me too. Thank you.
So the other night, let me give everybody a little heads up. The other night, Erin, we called Erin, she called us, we called her, she called us. We called her, she called us, and nobody, heard anybody, and it was just horrible, and we had a new system. It all kind of failed at one time, and, of course, Erin wasn't able to be on. So we want to thank you for being gracious enough to reschedule for tonight.
And as I said, I think it's just an Erinism.
I want to hear about this. I want you to tell me about Erinism.
Well, there's this little thing that's called an Erinism, and it's just a little off-kilter a tad. Sometimes I go in the studio and the system shuts down, or I think I told you the other night when we were chatting, I put a watch on and it stops, and I take it to the watch dealer and he says it's fine, and then I put it in my arm and it stops. So when we had this little problem the other night, I thought, it's an Erinism.
But, and it's funny because we were sitting here just before we went on the air. I'm on, of course, a Wi-Fi here in the studio, and the Wi-Fi crashed.
Well, see, there you go.
So I said, something.
It's all that electricity.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love your music, and I love the talent that you bring to this. And you had a lot of people that supported this effort in a big way. And some of the band members were, well-known band members that had played with people like Sheryl Crow and many other artists out there. Can you give us a little bit of background on the new EP that's coming out and what you're doing and how the CD is being launched and where people can get it from?
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. And, honestly, I'm a really lucky girl. I've been in Los Angeles for enough time now that most of the friends that played on my album I've known for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we support each other. And, it just was one of these things. I actually wasn't going to do an EP, and I was working on another project. I produce other artists and do a lot of songwriting. The question came up, well, what are you doing with your stuff? And here I am. So 6 tracks later, I had all my friends come and play, and they were on tour and came off tour and donated some of their time. And, it just turned into, in my opinion, just an amazing experience for me. So having said that, the album has not been released yet. It's going to be called Meant to Be, which I think is kind of fitting just because it wasn't anything until this happened, and it's going to be up on iTunes soon. And, I think probably the best way to kind of keep a track on what's happening is probably on MySpace. And if you're interested and you like the tunes and, you want me to send you some, I'll be happy to send me a note, and I'll let you know when it's going to be released and what I can do to get it to you.
Sounds great. And you're also on Facebook. You're also on Facebook, right?
I am. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm around. If you put my name in, Erin Alden, into Google, you'll find me a lot of different ways, and I'm very easy to get through to contact. And
so what are some of the things that you do that I understand that, you're an understander, you have a big understanding of people that are in recovery and deal with recovery, is that correct?
Correct. I think being in the music business or in the entertainment business, obviously I think for whatever reason, it might be a little more prevalent. I've been around recovery for a really long time. Most of my friends, I would say, are in recovery or close to someone that's in recovery. I'm very fortunate to say my mom's in recovery. She's 25 years later sober.
Great.
And, I've been around it a long time, and I think that, I think I'm really blessed because, having said that, I do get into situations where my friends need help, and I've got people I can call, and I feel very fortunate that I can. And I feel for whatever small reason I've been put into this position, and I take it very seriously, and I'm very honored by it. And, it's just been a blessing for me in a lot of different ways.
But you know something, I think that that says a lot, because you, again, on Rockers in Recovery, you're either somebody that's in recovery or you're a supporter of recovery that's in the music industry, and we want to thank the fact that there's a lot of people out there that have more of an open mind today, because at one point people didn't have an open mind, and it sounds like you're very open-minded.
True, and I think that the nice thing is that whenever you can be on a plateau where there's strength involved and you have people around you and family and friends that support that, and that you just have someone that you can get to quickly to get some help, it's really, it's an amazing tool.
And through this process of, I'm sure, going through what you went through with your mom, because I think there's backlash for, you know, everybody knows it's a family issue. And one of the family members have it, it kind of like filters down into the other family members, and resentments are caused, and all of those things take place. But overall, over the last 25 years of her recovery, you've been able to actually plug in and recover yourself, it sounds like, and you have a pretty good lifestyle and a pretty good spirit about you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, I think it kind of changed my life in a much better sense. I'm a much better person because of the recovery that my mom went through. I see what a hero she is to me. She's a chemical dependency counselor now, and, you know, she's a big part of me seeing a much bigger picture. You know, I think all of our lives could have been a lot different. And I'm really thankful for what is available and for the support system that's available to not only her but to my friends and to me. That it's really opened my eyes to a much better way of living, and it makes me cognizant of what I could be doing as opposed to what I am doing. I'm a mom. I have a 4-year-old, and I think it's just been nothing but a very positive, long being.
And I think the experience, as you, you know, I know I have kids, and you have kids, and the people that are listening out there that are either in recovery or are recovering from a family member that might have had an issue at one time, we get to be able to do things differently with our kids today.
Yeah.
We get to show up differently with our children today. So I think that's a good thing when you look at, you know, sometimes we have to go through what we have to go through. And I love the name of your new EP, Meant to Be, because I really believe that there was a lot of things that I went through and other people that I know that went through that was meant to be. We had to go through those processes to end up where we're at today.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that really says it all. One of the things that I found really amazing on my end is I remember a few years ago I went to a birthday meeting and I brought my little boy with me, who I think was 3 or 2 at the time. And we were there to support my mom, and just coincidentally, I had an opportunity to speak, which normally, being me on my end, it's not something that's the norm. And I really wanted to say thank you for having my mom go through this and for having her support and her friends around her. It meant a lot to me to say, having been through this on the other side and seeing what my mom and, again, what my friends went through and you know, all of her support system around her, I really am thankful for what is out there to be a good support system for people that need help. And I mean that. I mean, honestly, I don't really know any better way of saying it, but thank you for the people that are out there that can help and support anyone that needs help. And it meant everything to me.
Oh, yeah.
And it means everything to me daily. And, you know, being a musician from a music standpoint, one of the sole sources of wealth and support is Music Cares, which comes from the Grammy Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I would do if I didn't know about them.
Correct.
So, you know,
they do a lot of work. They're an awesome organization.
It's an amazing organization, and, you know, they all are. And people work very hard to help other people, and I just think that that's a blessing.
Well, you're a great lady, and I can tell you that you got a great heart, and Aaron Alden is who we are speaking with if you're just tuning in. And, of course, Meant to Be is her new EP, and she has, 6 new singles out on that. Is that correct?
six, and hopefully six more to come soon, and then we'll make it a full album.
Beautiful, beautiful. Randy,
yeah,
Randy Cook on drums.
Yes.
Joe Button on bass.
John Button, yes.
Yeah, John Button.
He's now playing with Roger Daltrey.
That's right, that's right.
Crow before that.
And then you had Ryan Keeger, is that or Krieger?
Yes, he did some drum work as well.
Wow. Okay.
I'm very lucky. I don't know if you can see if you can hear the smile on my face, but I'm very lucky.
You are a very, very lucky lady, and you know something, you get to carry that message on to us, and then we get to get lucky too because we get to hear it.
That's right.
See that?
Yay.
Everybody's lucky.
Yeah, everybody's lucky. We all win.
So what? I have a 4-year-old. Is that correct?
I do.
How's that?
I'm a little crazy by now. What time is it? Yeah, it's by now. I'm just now starting to relax a bit.
So
you start counting the hours at about 12.
How's that experience as a musician? Because you know, again, everybody has the idea that a musician wakes up at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and hangs out.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? I'm sure that totally changed. Does this change your lifestyle? Did it change your lifestyle?
You know, I have to say, when I got married and I got pregnant, I thought, oh my God, this is it. I'm done. You know, I'm going to be a wife and a mommy, and that's going to be it. And it was a bit of a shell shock, I have to say. I'm really honest about that. I wasn't prepared. But now, you know, 4 years later, honestly, I don't get enough sleep because I'm more busy now than I was before I had my son.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really opened my eyes. I think that, you know, the opportunities are endless. I think the only thing that you have to do is ask for them or put yourself in a place where you can get them. And I don't care if you're 12 or you're 20 or you're 40 or you're 60. It really doesn't matter. If you want to do something, you have to go out and do it.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie Defending Your Life?
No, I haven't. But now I will. I'll make it a point.
It's a movie that came out a long time ago with Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
And it really kind of changed the way that I thought about things. Having said that, it's about a guy that dies, and he's made some poor choices in his life, and there's him, and then there's Meryl Streep, who did everything right, and so they come to heaven, and they, you know, they, depending on how they were during their time on earth, really correlates with how they're treated in heaven. So Albert Brooks doesn't really get to the best restaurants and gets to do all the wonderful things, and Meryl Streep is just eating as much as she wants, and she doesn't get fat, and they go before this board, and they have to answer for the choices that they made while they're on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So Albert Brooks looks at some really bad choices that he made, and there's a court, and he has to answer to it. And it really, throughout the movie, it takes him a while to kind of see what he needs differently so that he can continue on in heaven in a much better place. Or he has to go back to Earth and do everything all over again, and hopefully he'll learn from those mistakes and do it better the second time around. I saw that movie, and it really changed the way that I think. So there's not much that I don't do where I think, okay, is there someone watching over my shoulder because I'm going to have to answer for this? And that's really my way of thinking now.
So it's that old premise of what I do on the others will come back on me.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. And here's
now you have to see the movie.
Oh, absolutely. And I want you to do me a favor. Send over, you got my email, so send it over to me, the name and where I can find it, and I'll go to Netflix or whatever.
The greatest of movies. It was very funny and very bad in a lot of ways, but the message itself hit home for me.
Listen, I look for those one-star movies sometimes because, you know something, they're kind of funny in a way, and they can be enjoyable. I have, me and my wife have this thing where we go through and we find these one- and two-star movies, and then we watch them, and we're like, why did they rate that like one star?
You know, I think people are just bitter. Honestly, you know, there's a voice for every person, and sometimes it's what we want to hear, and sometimes it's not, and it's all fine.
Absolutely.
You know, it just is what it is.
You get in where you fit in.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you've done a lot of places. You were at B.B. King's place, correct, out in California?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that in California or down in Louisiana?
No, it was here in California. It was at Universal Studios, and yeah, I had a blast playing there. I'd love to play there again.
You did the Viper Room too, right?
As often as I'd like. I try and do it every couple of months. More so now that I've got my own music out. I love playing live.
What did you think of the Viper Room? What did you think of the Viper Room?
Loved it.
Did you?
Yeah, you know, the more that you'll get to know me, the more that you'll know. I really don't have much to say that's in a bad way. I think every experience, I learn something from it. And no, I love the Viper Room. I played at the Viper Room and B.B. King's and Hotel Cafe, which are all here in L.A., and I just love it. I think for me, the time just goes by so fast, I don't get to enjoy it enough.
You know, I am so glad that we actually had this time to bring you on. I want to make sure that we get, as a matter of fact, I have your MP3, so I want everybody to know that you can go to Rockers in Recovery, and we're going to be uploading those MP3s over the next day or so where people can actually listen to your songs right on Rockers in Recovery. So we're going to look forward to doing that. But also, at the same time, where one more time, where they can find your music right now, if they went to a place to be able to download the six songs, that's going to be coming up. They're not up yet, correct? But they're going to be coming up.
They're not up yet, but if you want to go to MySpace, MySpace is the easiest. I just throw them up there so people can take a listen to them. And again, my name is Aaron Alden, A-L-B-E-N. And, yeah, they'll be up on iTunes soon, and you know, I'll make sure that people can get them if they want them. You can always send me a note through MySpace, and I'll respond.
I love it. You're a great lady. We want to thank you for being a part of Rockers in Recovery.
Well, thank you. It's an honor.
I'm
just thrilled.
We're going to have you back again in the future.
I hope so.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
All right. Aaron, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Great conversation, Aaron Alden. And, of course, we want to thank her for being with us tonight. And what we're going to do is go to our next break, and when we come back from our break, we're going to be speaking with, hopefully, Tony about the blues news, but we also have some other folks that are coming up. Ed's going to be on with us, and Ed is from L.A. He's going to be talking about music, and we're going to be talking with Ed Marshall right after this break. Somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs, Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Great lady. We're looking forward to having Ed Marshall on with us. We're going to go to the Blues News with Tony real quick, and then we'll get Ed on with us. Tony, are y'all with us, sir?
Yeah, I am, John. How are you?
What's happening, brother? How was your week?
The week is great, and looking forward to a stellar weekend here. The weather's hot and humid, just like down there, and a little bit of blues to end the week right up on Sunday, so...
What do you got going on? Tell us the secrets.
Myself this Sunday down at Delaware Water Gap at the Church of the Mountain concert series with my buddy Bobby Kyle. It's Bobby Kyle and Friends.
Mm.
And that'll be Sunday night at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7:30.
That's a pretty
down there in Florida. It might be a long trip, but it'll be worth it.
What we need to do is we need to actually mic that one time and have it play live for us. We can do that. We have the technology to do that, Tony.
That might be a possibility. My good friend Peter McMahon of Diaz Musical Products and Amplifiers is running Soundworks someday. Maybe we could work something out, man.
That would be great. What time are you guys playing until?
It's 6 to 7:30. It's a real early show, real casual. The concert series goes all summer there at Church of the Mountain in Delaware Water Gap. Every Sunday at 6, there's a different artist. And it's a nice time. Lots of family.
I love the way that you incorporate because it is. I guess it's part of the church. Is that correct? How you guys work it out?
The church runs this. There's some money that's raised throughout the year to put this event on. It's all local musicians that come and play. For a minimum fee, and it's free to the public. Anybody can just show up and hang out. It's a nice time.
I love it. And it also helps people, and you benefit a lot of people in the area because they get to be able to hear a message of hope.
Yeah, that's what it's about, man. Spreading that message on a daily basis.
Absolutely. So what's...
We've got some stuff coming up. I've been looking on the West Coast for anything interesting going on, and I found this festival in Winthrop, Washington.
Really?
That is just got another stellar lineup this weekend. And for anybody out there on the West Coast, it starts tonight and then goes on tomorrow and Sunday. And, tomorrow I can give you some headliners there. There's you wouldn't want to miss Curtis Salgado and Little Feet are the two headliners tomorrow. That's a stellar mix right there. 6 p.m. Curtis Salgado goes on. Those of you who have seen him, Curtis has made a comeback. Just had a liver transplant about three years ago, actually. But he has made it through that and carries on. And he was very instrumental with John Belushi.
Yes.
In the very beginning, and I think he was the idea that kind of sparked the Blues Brothers, which was the rebirth of the blues back in the 80s. Great gentleman. Little Feet, of course, everyone knows.
Well, it sounds like a good lineup. Do we have one more for the East Coast?
For the East Coast, nothing this weekend, really. It's kind of dry here.
But you got something coming up.
I got to brag up the big festival coming up the following weekend, which is the Pocono Blues Festival.
Absolutely.
The 3 days, 20 national acts.
Mm-hmm.
Starts Friday night with what they call Jutroic Friday. You've got Jimmy Duff Holmes, Johnny Rawls, and Lady Bianca as the performers that evening in the 10th stage with a dinner celebration from 6:30 to 8:30 where good friends just come together, some of them for 19 years. Festival, eating and having dinner and fellowship together. And the blues that night, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is a big to do. It's going to be the Chicago Blues Legends with Pine Top Perkins, 97-year-old Pine Top Perkins, Stuart Sublin, Willie Big Eye Smith, Bob Stroger, and Bob Mogul, all on the same stage for a couple hours. And then Sunday, I'll narrow it down Sunday because there's too many people to mention here, but the great Maven Staples going on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at 6:30 actually. And so I can tell you that if you want to get spiritual, close your eyes and listen to Maven. He does a tune called God Is Not Sleeping. I'm sure people might be able to identify with that. So if you're not sleeping anymore, God is certainly not sleeping. And I remember seeing her listening to that song and just tears rolling down my face. Out of my eyes. She's phenomenal. So,
Tony, good.
I'm going to put the plug in for the Pocono Blues Festival, of course. And, you don't want to miss it.
Good stuff.
Great blues and great fun, great people. Can't get better than that, though.
You know, we got Ed Marshall coming up. Ed Marshall is he is the director of the Musicians Picnic in Southern California. So we're looking forward to having him on. He's actually on the air, going to be on the air here in about a second. Check him out because.
I saw the economy for that festival. I'm going to be out in California those 2 weeks, and I already got it on the calendar. I'm trying to make some plans. So
beautiful. Maybe we can
tonight and hear more about that picnic. And I hope to be out there, and I hope to actually meet him. So
be great. Matter of fact, I'm hoping that maybe we can maybe I can let my have my wife let me go.
Man, if you do your next great thing, she's going to say yes.
Absolutely. One day at a time, honey. All right. Tony, it's been great. As usual, we'll look forward to having you back Wednesday night.
Thanks for getting me on tonight, Josh.
You bet, brother. Got Ed Marshall coming up. Ed, are you with us, sir? Hey, Ed.
I am.
Hey, you know something? I appreciate you hanging on. We got to get in the blues.
That's quite all right.
You know, it's a great thing that you're doing, director of the Musicians Picnic in Southern California. And when's that taking place, and how's it happening, and what's going on with that?
Well, it happens this year. We're having it on the 26th of September,
mm-hmm.
which is the last Sunday in September. We're located it's going to be in Chatsworth this year at a place called the San Antonio Boys Ranch.
Okay.
Which is a great open place. We've had it there for several years before, and it benefits all the kids that actually live at the ranch, and it helps all the people in recovery that are benefiting from it. And in the past we've had some great players, the English Beat, Wayne Kramer, Eric Clapton has done it. The list goes on and on. This is our 25th anniversary this year, so we're looking forward to putting on a big shindig.
You got two stages of music.
Right. We have a main stage and then a side stage, which features mainly local artists and other people that are who the cut. I get so many submissions that. It's hard to pick, so we do that by a committee. So,
and you have all the information. I understand is at musicianspicnic.org. Is that correct?
That's That's correct.
And if people go there, they can actually purchase tickets for the event?
They can purchase tickets online, yes. And as we add artists to the roster, they'll be able to see.
Okay.
And they'll also be able to see all the information that, we've done in the past, all the other great shows we've put on. You know, I'm just one of the eight board members that put this on. My part is just to try and procure top quality entertainment and try and get people to play for free.
I had the opportunity to be at the Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival a couple of weeks ago, and I could imagine what you're going through, because I guess for the same thing, Mr. Clapton gets all of those folks to play for free too for that event. So it must be, a thing where you really have to go out there and just say, hey, listen, you know, we're hoping that you can, you know, be a part of this, and can't pay you. and when you do that, I think. Not only does it show you who's really there to be able to support recovery, but people in recovery that really just show that they want to give it back.
Yeah, this is true. There's a lot of people that want to give back. And, you know, some of our artists, they may have a relative or somebody
correct.
Who was helped by, you know, the MAP program, which is the Musician Assistance Program that's sort of part of Music Cares and an arm of the Grammy Foundation. So, you know, it's not necessarily just musicians that are in recovery come and play. We have, you know, people who just want to be of service, you know, that they feel it's a good cause. You know, we had War a couple of years ago come and play, and, you know, that was fantastic. You know, Devo came and did it. You know, it's really hard. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to play, and they're all really good. But the hard part about my job is I have to try and find, you know, artists who have hits that can help me sell tickets. You know, I have to get people who can draw a crowd so that we can fund this great event. You know, and all of our proceeds go to H&I and to the Music Cares, the MAP Foundation.
Okay.
And also there's an organization called the Bob Timmons Foundation, which will be receiving part of our funds.
Well, and Ed, you're not just the president, you're a musician yourself.
Yeah, and I'm not really the president. I'm just one of eight board members.
Okay.
And my particular committee is the director of entertainment.
Okay.
You know, it takes a lot of people to put on this. You know, between the board members and all of the committee members that come and volunteer, and we work all pretty much all year on putting this one event together. You know, there's anywhere between 30 and 60 people running up to this thing from about the beginning of March and April. So.
And it actually kicks off on September 26, 2010, the 25th Annual Musicians Picnic. If you're just tuning in with us on WNN 1470 AM, or if you're listening on any of the streamlines across the country or internationally, Tony he's looking forward to being out there. I think it kind of coincides with what he's going to be doing for 2 weeks out in California. So you guys are going to get together, and there's lots of things going on at this picnic, and can you explain kind of how the picnic works so for people that might not have never been there?
Well, it's an outdoor festival. We start off in the morning. It's in a huge field. You can pick up your tickets at the door. You can get them online. It's just a full day of music from about 10 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We have a meeting at the very end.
Cool.
Sobriety countdown. There's food. Actually, this year's tickets also come with a free meal. Well, I guess the meal is included in the price.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's activities for kids. There's, you know, all kinds of booths. There's a swimming pool where we are this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a big family fun get-together. Somewhere between 2,000 and 4,000 or 5,000 people, depending on the year, and there's, you know, it's a big fun event, and me, when I first went there, that would be about 16 years ago when I, my first one, it was like, wow, people are having a great time. Well, and they can remember it the next day.
We are not a glum lot.
That's right. It's just a great, you know, inspirational thing. And I am so grateful that I found it when I did. And also really grateful to be part of this organization.
And Music Cares and all of the rest of the folks that you've mentioned, I mean, these are folks that are involved, and yourself included, in helping people that are musicians get recovery that might not necessarily get it because of funds and things of that nature. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. The Music Care has an arm. It used to be in the with the Musicians Union. It was called the Musicians Assistance Program. It was started by Buddy Arnold, and when he passed, the Music Cares sort of took it over or joined up with it. And so part of the Music Cares, the Grammy Foundation, is sort of steered by it's the MAP Foundation is what it actually is, Musician Assistance Program. And, you know, they will take care of people putting them in treatment, sober living programs, whatever it can, if they qualify. And then the rest of it goes to H&I, and then also there's an organization that was started by friends of Bob Timmons.
And what is that about? You had mentioned that earlier.
Okay, Bob Timmons, he's the guy who he was an interventionist, and he helped a lot of people get into recovery through, basically in the 80s, and he was sort of hired by record companies to take care of their artists who were in need of help, and helped out an awful lot of people, and he passed a couple of years ago. And now there's a called the Bob Foundation.
Okay.
And you can look that up. I think it's www.bobtimmonsfoundation.org.
Okay.
And we will be giving part of our benefits to them. So,
well,
some of that.
You're doing great, great work, and you're carrying a great message of hope, and it doesn't matter if you're in recovery or if you're not in recovery, you're just a supporter of people in recovery. This is a great event because everybody's there to be able to do that, carry a message of hope, regardless if you're in recovery or not in recovery. There is, a miracle that happens for family members, too. Family members have to deal with us. So the miracle happens all the way around. What was some of the music that you did, and where did you come from out of your musical past? And give our audience a little bit of past history on yourself.
Well, let's see. I guess I've been a musician most of my life. Some people knew it, some people didn't. I've sort of done all genres of music, been in a lot of local bands here. I do some soundtrack work. I'm a studio musician.
Okay.
I've been around playing with local bands, and I've done a few gigs with some named large bands, some big acts. Right now, I'm sort of concentrating on my ukulele band.
Oh, cool.
Which may sound bizarre, but it's seven ukuleles.
It was one of George Harrison's favorite musical instruments.
That's right. Yeah, you'd be surprised. And Paul McCartney as well. He's a ukulele player.
Mm.
So we have a band called the Oops of Hazard, and you can check us out. OOKF. That's how you spell Oops. We just did some stuff, put stuff up on YouTube not too long ago, and we had a viral video, and we're out here on the West Coast just having fun. We've been doing a lot of benefits and playing for, not just recovery benefits, but know, for people who have had tragedies in their families, and we're having a great time with that.
I understand you blew up YouTube with your video.
Yeah, it took us by surprise.
How many views did you have on there?
It's something like up to 220,000 right now.
Wow. That's incredible. That's an incredible number. How long has it been up?
Since the 10th of April.
Okay.
You know, 8 or 9 weeks now. We've got some stuff that we're working on that's going to come out there. And we're successful in getting that one single up that we put on YouTube, and it's out on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're doing pretty well with it. So we're just forging on. We all got together from a local Venice meeting and a jam session that happened, and it sort of grew oof to time. One guy got a nuke, and then he said, hey, you should try playing this. And then I showed up on the scene with a mandolin, and they said, you should be in the Oops of Hazard. And so I kept showing it with my mandolin. I said, no, you're in the band. You just have to go get a ook and learn how to play it.
So let me ask you this. You did send us an MP3, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is the MP3 that you sent over to us? Just give us a little bit of an understanding what that MP3 and that music is about, so that way when we... Because on the way out, what I'm going to be doing is playing that whole song.
Okay. Well, there's two of them I sent over. One is called Kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the one you have.
Okay. We have... I think it's the other... It's the second one that you had sent. It was not that one.
Okay, the second one I sent is, I think the name is Pheasant.
That's it.
Okay, Pheasant is an orchestral piece that I wrote a few years back when I was in, I was actually in this valley, Vienna, and in the, like the Vienna woods, and it just sort of came to me. It was kind of waltzy kind of feeling, and, you know, I realized I'm in the same valley where, you know, Schubert, and Mozart and Beethoven all had done some work
and hung out.
It wasn't like I was even trying to you know, go there to something based on their experience. I was just there having an experience, and in hindsight, I said, "Oh, look, this is some other stuff that came out of this area." So it sort of came to me, and I wrote it. I played around with it for a while, and got to do some orchestration with it. With a good friend of mine, Amanda Kramer, she helped me out, and we, recorded it and got horns and strings and all kinds of stuff in there. So,
well, we're going to kick back, and we're definitely going to enjoy this, and we're going to look forward to. Where can people find your music right now? You said you can go on YouTube, I know that. What is the information they can find your music at, and, of course, where they can find you at?
Well, they can find me at the Oops of Hazard,
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
Okay.
They can find us on, if you just Google us, or you can search for us on YouTube.
Okay.
So you'll find our songs, and you'll be able to get in contact with us that way. There's also a link how you can download our MP3s.
Okay.
And it's all up there. If you subscribe to our channel, it'll give you more information.
Okay.
So looking forward to hearing you all. And, you know, we've been with the song that we have up on YouTube, I've been getting emails from people from all around the world saying, thank you so much. This music has really, like, given me peace and been able to cope with my daily life. It's pretty amazing. Totally took us by surprise. You know, I had somebody, it's sort of a sad story. There was this kid who was a big Ook fan, and it's only been a couple of months. He could have been that. And he listened to our song every day, and unfortunately, he passed last week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
His brother sent me a message saying, you know, he really loved you guys and this song, and he requested that he could play it at his funeral. It was touching.
It is touching.
One of the sadder stories, but we were, you know, somehow being able to relieve some suffering from people. That's really what it's truly about.
And isn't it nice that God touches your hand when you're putting out good things? God touches your heart, and through that, your music, of course, starts to show up that way too.
Yes, it's truly amazing how that works. You know, if you have the right attitude and the right frame of mind, and you're going at things with an altruistic nature, you know, it's amazing how the flow just touches other people. And I'm truly grateful and feeling very blessed to have that experience and be part of this.
Ed Marshall, you know, it's been a pleasure having you on tonight. We're going to go out with your song, and, of course, that's Pheasant, right?
Thank you, sir.
All right. We're going to look forward to having you back in the future. We want to find out more about, between now and September, what's going on with the picnic. We're going to talk more about that and upcoming, and anybody that you're signing and bringing on, we're updated from time to time. Look forward to having you back here on Rockers in Recovery on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I'm John Hollis. Out for this evening. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, I will be live, actually, tomorrow from 4 to 5 o'clock. And then that sci-fi show will be on from 5 to 6 right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. You can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and find out more information. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. And, of course, again, we want to give a shout-out to Kim Kessler and my buddy down in South Miami. Have a great night, Kim. Have a great night, everybody. Be blessed.
The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program.